This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett here with Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it morning?
It's morning where I'm at. What is it where you're at?
It's
afternoon.
Or late morning.
Okay. So this week we're not going to play around. We're going to get right into what we're doing. And this was my pick.
Right into it.
This was my pick. We have not done an Alfred Hitchcock movie. And I actually last weekend, I was like, here's how the story went. I was on, I was going to watch The Birds, but I didn't have it on Vudu, which I thought I did. So I just searched Alfred Hitchcock and I found a movie called The Girl. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I've never heard of it. So it's on HBO Max now. It's an HBO movie that was made for HBO. And it was all about the actress from The Birds and Alfred Hitchcock. And basically, I guess Alfred Hitchcock was like harassing this girl. And it tells that story, even maybe that like he inflicted injury upon her because she would not, you know, give in to his demands. So I'm like, what the crap?
Really?
So that was an interesting movie.
Sounds sort of Weinstein-esque to me.
It does, but you know, this is Hitchcock was one of the biggest directors there is, so nothing happened back then. But
well, they pushed a lot of that stuff underneath the table back then for sure.
They did, but I just thought I was kind of just flabbergasted, like, you know, that's weird, you know. And then I'm like, I really want to watch The Birds again now. But that movie's called The Girl. It's an HBO film. You can find it on Max app, or if you still got HBO, I guess. Interesting movie. It's very slow, sort of boring, but it's interesting to watch. You know, that, you know, we talked last week, a lot of things, you know, that we thought were just going on have been going on forever. So,
yeah.
That led me to wanting to watch The Birds. So I finally found my Blu-ray of it, and I watched it last weekend and told Brett, why don't you watch The Birds? And he's kind of like, oh. And that's where really? We are.
Really?
Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds.
All right. It was released on March 28th, 1963. Directed by Alfred Hitchcock, screenplay by Evan Hunter. He wanted the guy that did Psycho to write it, but I guess the guy didn't want to, so he got this guy. Based on The Birds, a short story by Daphne du Maurier, produced by Alfred Hitchcock, cinematography Robert Burks, and really good cinematography for this movie. Just a lot of movement in this movie. So
I think Burks did a lot of stuff for Hitchcock as well. I think that was sort of his cinematographer of choice.
Yeah, because like all the driving scenes, if you see anybody driving, it's the same shot every time.
They did a lot of that in those days.
Yep.
I guess they didn't, you know, cameras weren't like now where you could just stick them in the front of a, you know, a car or whatever.
Exactly. Oh. Edited by George Tornasini. Production company is Alfred J. Hitchcock Productions. Distributed by Universal International Pictures. Running time of 119 minutes. Country of origin, United States, English language. This is a lot of money for back then. $3.3 million for the budget.
Yeah, I think this was sort of a pretty big effects movie for 1963. We'll talk about how they hold up here in a bit, but yeah, it was a big time. I think this was supposed to be kind of Hitchcock's new Psycho is what he was looking for.
But I don't agree with that.
I think that's what he was looking for.
Yeah.
It may not have accomplished it in, you know, depending on your opinion of it, but its box office was not very good either.
Nope. It only made like $12 million. Yep.
What was it?
11.4.
So,
It made their money back, but it probably didn't do as good as Psycho.
No. I think Hitchcock was sort of in like a transition mode, that he was starting to maybe become a little bit less relevant after all the big hits he had. And this was going to be his big, you know, kind of return to glory. I don't know. I can't say that I'm an expert on Alfred Hitchcock. I'm not. No, I mean, Psycho, neither. I love the Rear Window. I've seen a lot of Hitchcock movies and enjoyed them. I always liked The Birds. So let's get into it, I guess, unless you got anything else.
You want to go over the plot of it?
The plot is sort of strange. When I was younger, I didn't understand the plot. And I'll be honest, after watching it last weekend, I'm still like, this don't make a lot of sense. They're in a pet store. Was it Melody is the main girl in it?
Yeah, Melanie, yes.
Melanie, and she meets a lawyer named Mitch, who's looking to buy lovebirds for his sister's birthday. So he recognized her from court. I don't exactly know what she was doing in court. I don't think they ever really say. I think it might have been, I don't know. I don't know what it was. But he pretends to mistake her for the shopkeeper of the bird, you know, the pet store. Shop.
Yeah,
I guess it's a pet store. And so he tests her knowledge of birds and she doesn't know. Then he finally tells her, hey, you know, this, I saw you in court or whatever. So he leaves, doesn't buy the birds. Well, she decides she's going to buy these lovebirds and drive them all the way out to where he lives family farm.
She took him to his apartment.
That's what it was. I missed that part. Went to his apartment.
He wasn't there, and the neighbor said, oh, he's got a house up there on the, wherever it was.
Bodega Bay.
Yeah. Bodega Bay. Yeah, that's it.
So she makes it, this is like, they're in San Francisco, and this is like a pretty good distance from San Francisco. So
yeah, a couple hours north of Northern California. Yeah.
So why in the world does she decide to buy these birds and take them out to this guy's, you know, family farm? I don't really understand that. It doesn't seem very Hitchcock like to me, but I don't know. I never understood what made her go all the way out there with these birds. That was weird to begin with.
Well, I think she was like intrigued by him, and because he was such a smart ass.
I think so.
And let her on to, you know, because she kept lying to him the whole time that about the birds at the pet shop. And he kept catching her in lies and lies. And then he finally tells her, hey, I know who you are, you know?
Yeah, I saw you in court.
So, yeah.
So anyway, it's sort of a weird, you know, how she ends up going out to his family home on the weekend to bring these birds out. It's definitely.
It's almost like she had a mental illness, like something wrong with her in a way, you know,
sort of. It's a weird
like a stalker type issue.
I was going to say, it's almost like she was stalking him, and you know, knowing what we know now, apparently, about Hitchcock treating her so bad in real life, maybe that's part of what Hitchcock wanted it written as. I don't know. I just never really understood that part of the movie, but either way, she gets to the,
the extremes she takes to go find him too.
Very extremes. She ends up renting a boat and going across the bay to get to his house instead of driving there. I thought, that is just weird.
Yep.
Hi, Halloween.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
come on, Halloween. We have a guest, but she doesn't want to make an appearance. She's shy of cameras tonight.
So, it's yeah. Home. Then he sees her heading back across the bay after she leaves the birds,
the love birds.
She just leaves them on the stoop and then runs off. And he comes out and sees her through the binoculars going back across the bay.
And so he jumps in his car.
He just gets in his car and he beats her over there.
I guess we're sort of, this is going to be the last spoiler. So a seagull attacks her in the boat.
Yep.
And she's bleeding real bad. So he takes her into the diner and they clean her up. And then things get weird from there as far as these birds just start showing up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's the plot. That is the movie. I mean, we gave away the beginning of it, but it's not a spoiler because it don't make a lot of sense. So
exactly.
That part of the movie, I don't get. It gets good after the seagull attacks her. And we're going to leave it at that. So you want to do the cast?
Yep, let's go over the cast here. There's a lot of cast too, so.
Well, maybe we'll only do the top people.
Okay.
That's a word. All right.
First, we got Rod Taylor as Mitch Brenner. He's the lawyer.
He's the lawyer, the guy trying to buy the lovebirds.
And he was like a heartthrob actor back in the
day. Oh, yeah. He was a big-time actor at this point. Although I read somewhere that they were wanting Hitchcock to use like bigger-name actors in this. You know, he I don't know about Jimmy Stewart. I forget the names that were thrown out there, but that's who he picked. And he, like you said, he was sort of a kind of a heartthrob. I know the next movie Hitchcock made, he used Sean Connery in it. So,
all right. Next, we got Jessica Tandy as Lydia Brenner, which is Mitch's mother.
And that was another weird, weird part of the movie. The mother.
Yeah.
She's like controlling Mitch. Like has like, and she's an older lady, but has an 11-year-old daughter. I thought that was sort of weird. It would feel like that would have been Mitch's daughter, but it's his sister. Sort of strange.
Yeah, there's something weird going on there.
There's a lot of weird about this movie. It's just sort of like what? But, yeah.
You know what Jessica Tandy was in, don't you also?
She won an Academy Award for, was it
Driving Miss Daisy? Yeah,
with Morgan Freeman.
Yep,
love Morgan Freeman. He's one of my favorite actors. But that's off the subject.
Yep. Next, we got Suzanne Pleshette as Annie Hayworth, and I guess she was like the school teacher.
Was the school teacher, and like Mitch's ex girlfriend.
Was never at the school.
Yeah, I think her and Mitch were a couple at some point.
Yeah, that's what I see. Because the whole thing. Next, we got Tippi Hedren as Melanie Daniels, and
I wonder why she's so far down in the cast, because she was sort of the star of the movie. Maybe it's because Hitchcock.
Maybe it's that thing with Hitchcock. He didn't want to give her top billing.
That's just creepy.
I know. That's weird, ain't it?
I mean, I guess Hitchcock was a dirty old dude. I don't know. I mean, he's been dead for so long, he can't defend himself. So
yeah, exactly.
Maybe she's lying. I don't know. I'm not judging. I just know there's a movie on HBO about this. And that's what got me interested in wanting to watch The Birds again. Watching it with that knowledge, I was really looking at it with a fine-tuned comb, you know, as far as, well, you know, this sort of makes a little bit more sense, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, she's a very beautiful woman. So
she is. She definitely is.
And evidently Hitchcock found her. She was on a commercial on the Today Show in like 1962 or 60 or something like that. And she basically did the same scene. She was doing a coffee commercial or something and walks into a coffee house and somebody on the street whistles at her. Just like the first scene in the movie when she walks into the pet store, somebody whistles at her. So Hitchcock threw that in for measure. So
he did.
All right, next we got Veronica Cartwright as Kathy Brenner. That's the 11-year-old sister daughter of Lydia and Mitch.
The sister daughter. That's a good way of describing it.
Well, it is, ain't it?
Well, it made it sound like that there's some incest going on the way you said. Maybe there was.
You don't know what's going on with
that mother is weird, Hitchcock. Dude. That mother is weird. She was too old to have that. And I don't know. There's weird.
It was just creepy, dude.
There is some creepy shit going on in this movie besides the birds. The creepy stuff behind the scenes might be scarier than the birds. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Next, we got Ethel Griffey's as Mrs. Bundy. She was the bird woman at the bird store.
Yes. And she knew all it was telling them all about birds.
Evidently, she didn't tell them what to do if there's massive ones attacking them.
Yep. Specifically seagulls and crows.
Yes.
And some sparrows.
All right, next we got Charles McGraw as Sebastian Scholes. He was a fisherman. Ruth McDevitt as Mrs. Magruder. She owned the
bird shop. Yeah.
Okay. Then we got Lonnie Chapman as Deke Carter. He was the guy that owned the restaurant.
Yeah, the diner that seemed to be the center of the town.
Yeah, everybody was there.
Everybody was there.
We got Joe Mandel as the cynical businessman.
Yeah, he didn't seem to think the birds were really attacking people, I think.
Yeah. Wasn't he the one that ran out into the parking lot? And
he was, and
got blown up.
There's explosions and everything going on.
Yeah.
Look, Halloween.
Oh, there she is. Looking as fluffy as ever.
You have to wait. You got to wait. Halloween.
Malcolm Atterbury is Deputy Al Malone. Carl Swenson is the drunken doomsayer in the diner.
He sort of reminded me of the old man in Friday the 13th.
Sort of, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Maybe that's where
doomed, you're all doomed. Richard Deacon is Mitch's neighbor in San Francisco. The guy
now, he's the one that told her where to go to find him.
Yep. Elizabeth Wilson is Helen Carter, Deke's wife. She didn't even really say nothing, but
I don't remember her even being in the movie.
What are we going to do?
I think she might have had one line about
What are we going to do, Deke?
Yeah, I think that's the only line she had.
Then we got William Quinn as Sam.
Now we'll stop with Sam because I don't even know who he was.
And Alfred Hitchcock actually makes a signature cameo as a man walking dogs out of the pet shop at the beginning of the film.
Indeed he did.
And the two dogs, they were his own dogs. Cecilium Terriers, Jeffrey and Stanley.
Oh, okay. So the birds was apparently inspired upon a true event where a bunch of birds attacked a seaside town in California. So I think it turned out that these birds had ate some kind of toxic algae and made them go crazy. So maybe that's what happened in this movie.
Really?
Yes, it was a true story. It was based on that.
So we had some tripping seagulls out there.
They were tripping on toxic algae, and they started attacking people. But they didn't know about it at the time.
Wow.
So they were crashing into cars and doing all kinds of fun stuff. Hitchcock heard of it and researched it and decided he wanted to make a movie about it. And that's where he got screenplay was based, upon the novel. That's Hitchcock tied them together, in other words. So it was based, his movie was based on an actual event that actually happened. Now, in the movie, they never do explain what happens to the birds. They don't tell why they did this.
It is
a known fact on the radio that the birds are only attacking in this, in a very secluded area. They're not all over the world attacking. It's not a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. It's just there.
Somebody actually thought that they blamed that. Melanie said, "You're cursed. You brought this upon us." I'm not so sure she wasn't. The chick was weird.
Yeah, she was.
She's stalking old Mitch, yeah. You know, all the way to his family farm or family home.
Yep. So do you got anything else, or do you want to do a little trivia?
We'll talk about, you want me to talk a little about the birds?
Oh, the birds?
Most of the birds in the film are actually the real birds.
Birds or the birds' birds?
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about. Most of the birds in the film are actually real. They had a lot of trained ravens that they used. The gulls, they actually captured at a dump and brought them in. But they also spent like $200,000 or something to create mechanical birds.
Really?
And the sparrows, I guess they just caught them. Well, you can find a sparrow anywhere. But most of the crows are actually what's used close up, and they were actually trained ravens. So, you know, ravens are very easily to train, and that's what they had. So a lot of the birds are actually birds. It's not special effects. The mechanical birds, I don't think, worked out so well for them.
Yeah.
So on to trivia we go.
Yeah, actually had 3,200 birds were trained for the movie.
That's pretty cool, actually.
And he said the ravens were the cleverest and the seagulls were the most vicious.
Oh, yeah. Seagulls are vicious in real life anyway.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
They will swarm you.
Yeah,
so that's
they will.
Not
especially
too far fetched.
Especially if you got a hunk of hot dog or something in your hand.
Yeah,
you might as well give it up.
So having seagulls attack a bunch of people doesn't surprise me a lot, but maybe not to this extent. Maybe they got hold of that toxic algae. We never know. The movie never says, so there's no spoilers there. It's not a secret. There's no zombies, birds. It's just they just start attacking for no apparent reason. So on to trivia.
All right. When the audience has left the UK premiere in London, when they left, they'd put loudspeakers in the trees, and were playing squawking and screeching and flapping bird noises through the loudspeakers, so it would freak everybody out when they're leaving, like they were getting attacked by birds.
Now that's creepy.
That's a little added effect, huh?
That would have creeped me the hell out.
Several endings were being considered. One that was considered would have shown the Golden Gate Bridge completely covered by birds.
Now, that would have been a good ending, because that would have made it look like the birds are taking over the world, and I would have liked that.
Yeah, because according to this, it's contained right there to this little town. So
yeah, just in the Baja Bay or whatever the hell it's called.
Rod Taylor claims that the seagulls were fed a mixture of wheat and whiskey. It was the only way to get them to stand around. So they would just stand around and not fly away. They'd be too drunk. They'd just stand there all day. Melanie wears the same green suit throughout the whole movie.
She does. I noticed that the first time I ever watched it, and then it gets bloodied up at the end.
And Tippi Hedren was provided with 6 identical green suits for the shoot. And yeah, I believe she kept one of them.
Probably.
And she gave it to that and a copy of her script of the movie to where is it here? I'll find it here in a second. Where everybody, they put the, in the vault, what's the vault called? The main vault where they put everything like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Bubba.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Anyway.
If I knew, I would say. I really don't know what you're talking about.
The schoolhouse in Bodega, California has been known to be haunted. Even back during filming. According to Tippi Hedren, the entire cast was spooked to be there. She also mentions how she had bad feelings while she was inside the building, and felt like it was immensely populated with a lot of people inside there, but there was nobody there.
Creepy.
When Alfred Hitchcock was told about the schoolhouse being haunted, he was like, hell yeah, let's do it. So, yeah, he was excited about the idea.
Well, I got a little trivia. They actually did the special effects at Walt Disney Studios.
Yep.
Using a yellow screen. So that's sort of cool trivia, I think, right there.
A yellow screen, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't your typical. Yeah, it was a process that I guess the Disney animators had been using, and they actually helped bring the birds to the screen.
Like on the scenes that they couldn't do with the live birds or something?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Tippi Hedren was actually cut in the face by a bird in one of the shots.
I think it was one of the mechanical birds.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's part of what I saw in that movie called The Girl, and that's why people think that Alfred Hitchcock may have intentionally injured her on purpose.
Wow.
Creepy, 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 creepy stuff in this movie.
When this movie aired on NBC in the U.S. on January 6, 1968, became the highest rated movie shown on network television up to that point. And it held the record until 1970 for Love Story.
Love Story.
Yeah, which it overtook it on October 1st, 1972. Yeah, the Smithsonian.
Yes. Yeah. That's the vault you're talking about.
Yes.
I thought he's talking about like the...
They got a big vault there that they put all the really, really rare shit in?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I've never been there.
I think you're making stuff up now.
No, dude. I'm telling the truth.
I don't think you are.
The truth as I know it.
As the truth as you know it. That says a lot right there.
Oh.
What else you got?
The schoolhouse, you know, there was a lot of scenes in that schoolhouse that, and it was just weird looking inside there anyway, you know, and it was an actual schoolhouse called the Potter Schoolhouse, and it was actually built in 1873, and they up to 61, they used it. Then they turned it into a private residence. I wouldn't want to fucking live there.
No.
All right, I'm trying to find some short ones here. 370 effect shots in this movie. The final shot is composite of 32 separately filmed elements. That's a lot of birds flapping.
That is a lot of birds flapping.
All right, that's about all I got for trivia. What else you got, Carl?
So the movie got mixed reviews when it was released. A lot of people didn't like it. Some people said it was the worst thriller Hitchcock had ever done. A lot of people said, oh, it was a great movie and it was fun. More of a black comedy, they thought, maybe. Kind of some of Hitchcock's earlier movies that they reminded him of. I didn't see any black comedy in it myself. Maybe the fact that the girl is stalking him to his family farm. I don't know. So it was kind of panned by a lot, and it was a mixed reviewed movie. A lot of people weren't very pleased with it, but it was very influential on the horror genre. And John Carpenter called it one of his inspirations. So.
Yep. Sort of his, didn't he say it was his inspiration for The Fog?
I believe so.
Sort of had the same elements to it. The coastal seaside town. Yeah, so yeah,
I think so. And of course we mentioned the controversy about Hitchcock and Tippi's possible relationship and him maybe even injuring her on purpose.
That's crazy.
She actually did an interview with Larry King, and in that interview she said that it actually hadn't started there in the birds. It started with the next movie they made. I think it was called Marnie, something to that effect. So Who knows? It seems like maybe this story changed a little. I don't know. I mean, this has been so long ago. It wouldn't really surprise me if Hitchcock was, you know, sweet on the girl. I have no clue. It's just part of the legacy of the movie at this point.
Yeah.
They were going to do a remake in 2007. It did not happen. I'm glad it didn't. It would have probably sucked.
Like the and Psycho that's, remake.
That's mixed for me. That's all I got on the birds myself. The soundtrack.
Yeah.
There was not a soundtrack. It was very minimal. Yeah. The birds were more the soundtrack. Yeah. It was
lots of screeching and squealing and flapping noises.
Hitchcock decided not to do the conventional score music, and there's not a score there, and I think that's perfect. I don't think
every once in a while in a very dramatic moment you'd hear like a dun dun or something like that, you know.
Yeah, so I think they did a good job with the sound on it.
Yeah.
I thought it was placed well.
Yeah. All right. Well, what are you going to rate this at, Carl?
Well, I've always enjoyed watching the birds. Me and Lisa watch the birds probably every couple of years. It had been a while since I watched it. The last time I watched it, it felt a little boring in the beginning, but this time I had my eyes peeled. It's like, whoa, you know, after watching that movie on HBO, and I actually enjoyed the beginning a lot better and kind of followed it. Like, okay, what do we got going on here? So I still think it's a spooky movie. I mean, anytime you see a bunch of those crackle birds gather around, I'm always like, oh crap, it's the birds coming to life. So as far as Hitchcock movies, I don't know that it's his best movie. I don't know that it's his worst movie. I enjoy the movie still. I personally think it holds up okay in this day and age. The effects are a little weird, but you know, they had no CGI back then. So Disney did a good job with their effects, and the trained ravens were great. So I actually like the birds, and I'd probably give this a 3.7 myself, not a 7.5, a 3.7. Okay. I do recommend The Birds if you haven't seen it. I would watch some of Hitchcock's earlier movies first. Rear Window, I recommend. And, of course, The Legendary Psycho.
That's my favorite one, that and Psycho.
Yeah, those are the two I would say watch first, because that's his classics. There are many others to mention, but we're going to just stick with the two for tonight.
Yeah.
So on to...
Who knows, we might even review one of them, too. So
I'd love to do Rear Window. That's a good that's better than Psycho, probably.
Yeah.
So on to Evil Bubba Brett, and what is your take on the birds?
Well, this movie was shoved down my throat as a young child.
And then it shoved down your throat by me, because I'm like, watch the birds. And you're like, what? So I shoved it down Bubba's throat last weekend.
My mom watched this movie anytime it would cut. They would do a screening back in the day. She was grabbing me and we were going. So
you've seen the birds multiple times.
Yes. I, even back then, you know, as a young, very young child. So I watched it the other night. I kept falling asleep during
it. Tell me you fell asleep and had to rewind it.
I'd have to rewind and start off. I'd fall asleep. And finally I made it through the whole movie. And I just kept thinking, what is the cause of the birds? That's the only thing I wanted to know.
Yeah, and they never tell you.
What caused them to do this? And why
bad
was it
algae.
Only... Because during a part of it, didn't they say somebody called San Francisco and it wasn't happening there?
Yeah.
I think they did. Somebody made a call.
Yeah, it was an isolated event.
So
we don't know what caused the birds.
So I guess it was that toxic LSD algae. I don't know.
It's the algae.
So
toxic chemicals cause the birds to go crazy.
I do have to give this movie credit for the cinematography.
Great cinematography.
Very good cinematography.
The storyline is wacky.
Storyline's weird. Just weird.
I kind of think it's fun, actually. It's a crazy storyline.
It's like, is the Suzanne Pleshette supposed to be the school teacher, but she's never at the school.
No.
She's at the house next door. I don't know. Because when she's the ones asking her for a place to stay, and you hear the kids over there playing at the school, but
she
told
Rod
them.
Taylor she's already staying with her, and he's like, you are.
Yeah. So
She kind of had to force herself there.
So
what's your final take?
I'm going to give it a 2.5, dude. Out of
that's
five.
Higher than I thought you was going to give it. You sure you don't want to give it a 2?
Just for the cinematography, and I'll give it a 2.5 for sure.
So not your favorite movie?
No.
Well, good. I finally
sort of hate it, but I sort of don't.
I finally found something you sort of dogged on. Usually it's me doing the dogging.
Well, I'm being the dog tonight.
You're being the dog tonight, but not as big a dog as I thought you were when we briefly talked at lunch.
Just being a little dog.
You're not slant. Well, we both kind of gave Bride of Frankenstein some shit, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually enjoy The Birds. I will watch it again.
I might in 20 more years. It's probably been that long since I watched it again, man. It's probably been the 90s the last time I watched this. Probably late 90s, I swear to God. So.
It's good to go back and look at things with different eyes. And, you know, it is what it is. It's an older movie, but it's not that old. And I say watch it. Bubba's going to say not watch it, probably.
Oh,
Don't waste your time.
I say watch it. Yeah, it's definitely a must-see. For sure. It's Hitchcock.
Maybe not. Hey, you can't see my wolf.
I grew up watching
that
Alfred Hitchcock Hour, too. Did you watch that?
I did. Look, you can see my wolf man hanging on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of hidden. Yeah. There he is. Wolf man.
Yeah. Bought him at the convention, didn't you?
I did. Well, I think that's all we got for tonight on Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Yes, it is. Well.
Hopefully our cameras work tonight, too, by the way.
Yeah, they should. I think I got the setting right. Oh, I don't know.
What the hell was that?
Oh, I don't know if I do or not. I did check it, though, so we should be good.
If not, then I'm going to... do this by myself.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to episode 176. We're almost getting closer to 200, man.
Oh, whoopies.
I don't like
anniversary shows. They never work.
We ain't doing no anniversary show.
We're done with anniversary shows, I think.
Yeah. They're too much of a pain in the ass, and
they're
nobody watches or listens to them anyways.
No, they don't seem to. Well, no more anniversary shows.
Hey, I'm being honest, man.
Me too. We'll see what you think of Hitchcock and the Birds.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody. Check us out on all the social medias, if you would. Give us a review on Apple. That would help the most. We ain't had a review since March, I think. March. So.
Why find us on X?
Yeah, we're on X now. Hopefully Elon gets that thing going good. So
yeah, we may move to X. Who knows?
Might do an exclusive with Elon.
If anybody wants to be interviewed, contact Brett. He's looking for interviews.
Yeah.
Or if you know anybody that wants to be interviewed.
Yeah.
I haven't found anybody interested enough to talk to, really. Some of the people from the Haunt Con, but now that it's been a few weeks, I don't really remember what I was going to ask them. Sorry.
Oh, you'd remember once you got them on there, but yeah, I'm working on a couple of interviews. So for sure. Anyway. All right.
Stay evil.
We'll talk to you. I'll talk to you Wednesday or whatever. So stay evil, everybody.
How do you do? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and I would like to tell you about our good friends, the birds.
That's the damnest thing I ever saw.
Birds just don't go around attacking people without no reason.
Yes, they attack the children. Attack them.
What's the matter with all the birds?
Birds are not aggressive creatures, miss. They bring beauty into the world.
Those gulls attack.
Impossible.
They came in right down the chimney.
Why are they doing things?
It's the end of the world.
Are the birds going to eat us, Mommy?
Get yourselves guns and wipe them off the face of the earth.
That would hardly be possible.
Mitch, don't!
The five continents of the world contain more than 100 billion birds.
All at once, the birds were everywhere.
Why don't you all go home? Lock your doors and windows.
Did you get the windows in the attic? When do you think they'll come?
What happens when you run out of wood?
I don't know.
You don't know? When will you know? When we're all dead!
They're coming!